on the bus, you know, it's a normal bus journey. We headed out the dual carriageway, and I suppose somewhere after the Manor roundabout, you know, you're on your phone, you don't really be paying attention. The bus pulled in. I wasn't sure if it was to, you know, pick somebody up or something like that. But we stopped for about 10 minutes or probably even 5 minutes. And the bus driver announced that we were going to have to head back to Letterkenny because of a problem that had arose on the bus. And so we, you know, we did a turnaround. We were heading back. We got onto the dual carriageway. He pulled over again. I think he called his base a couple of times and he was talking to them, you know. And everything was very calm at that stage. We got to the three ways there and the bus just conked, you know, just died right in the middle of the roundabout. And then smoke started to appear at the back of the cabin. The bus driver came down, you know, and he did a great job, I have to say. And he just asked us all get up and we all left the bus. And then we, because the bus was dead, we couldn't open the luggage doors and there were people going on holidays, there's passports in there. So there was smoke coming out of the back of the stage and it was, you know, it was starting to flare up. But we got the doors opened and then, like, there was small flames just as that was happening. And we all moved back. We got all the bags out and everybody was very calm. I would have to commend the bus driver too. You know, he just kept, it was like, you wouldn't think it was what it was. He was just, everything went pretty well. You know, the bus wasn't packed anyway, so there was probably about 15, 20 people. So we all got off and everybody was safe. And then the guards came and they asked us to move back, obviously, a little bit further. But I don't think there was any real danger at any time. And I would really speak highly of the man who was driving the bus. I didn't catch his name, but he's a cool enough customer. But everybody on the bus acted the same way, so there was no it wasn't a Titanic moment, but once you saw the bus going up, it was pretty spectacular. And it makes you realize how these things can happen. I'm just glad nobody was hurt, and I think everybody kept their head, and it was amazing. Nobody was talking the first 20 minutes of the journey, but when the second bus came, we all became good friends. So everybody was talking to each other. It was strange. I'm not trying to make light of it by any means, but it wasn't, you know, I've seen the video of it afterwards and I was like, oh, yeah, but it would look very, very scary. But at the time, everybody was pretty calm and cool about it. You know, once you got off the bus and we moved away, it was grand. But again, I would have to commend the bus driver and his actions. I thought he did a great job. And we made a lot of good friends after. So that's about it.
And as you say, the footage, it does show, it looks as if the bus just engulfed in flames.
There was a couple of bangs, like, right now, you know. In the moment, you're not really thinking about anything, you know. You're just getting people away and getting baggages and getting all that stuff out of there. You don't really have time to, you know, I suppose, think about it. You just do what you think needs to be done. Like, it took four or five of us to open the baggage doors because the engine had stopped. And once we got them up, you know, because there was people who had important belongings in there, and I know belongings don't matter in a crisis situation, but you know, I don't think, you know, it's a diesel engine you're dealing with, obviously I'm not an expert, but we didn't think it, you know, at the time there was going to be a massive explosion. There were a few wee bangs, but you know, there was nothing like Hollywood about it. It fizzled and cracked for a good 20 minutes before it started to become a conflagration, and then it really did go up.